Het is een eer om hier vandaag te kunnen spreken, als niet namens, dan toch voor het Nederlandse volk. Het volk van de Lage Landen, drie landen aan de Noordzee, die er al 1000 jaar wonen. De westgrens van het grote Eurasiatische continent. En om te spreken voor een zaak die alle Eurasiatische volken aangaat en waar ze ook zijn samengebonden nu in een strijd tegen een grote vijand, een strijd voor een post-globalistische toekomst. Een toekomst waarin ook het Nederlandse volk een plaats toekomt in de zon. It is an honor to speak to you here today for my people, the Dutch people, the people of the Netherlands, three countries at the North Sea, living there already for over 1,000 years at the very edge of the Eurasian continent. At the Atlanticist Rim. And it is an honor to speak for our great cause, the Eurasianist cause that binds together all the peoples of the Eurasian continent in a struggle against a common enemy. The globalist evil that has been spreading out of the West, and for what comes after a post-globalist future, in which also a future in which also my people, the Dutch people, deserve a place and wish for a place in the sun. Given the amount of time that we are supposed to speak, I will just shorten my contribution to three points of advice from the Western Eurasianist to the Eastern Eurasianist, to the people from the East whose governments are aligning or are already aligned with the Eurasianist cause. The first advice would be this: not to underestimate the evil of the globalist nihilist order that has sprung up in the West. Only people that are born, raised, lived and worked in the West for most of their lives can understand what it truly means, what is the true scope and depths of this evil. The great Satan, we would say in the terms of the Iranian Revolution, indicating the United States, but there are other forces at work as well in all countries of the West. The second advice would be that the confrontation presently ongoing between globalism and Eurasianism, between the West and the East, is an existential struggle. A struggle probably introducing what Professor Dugin always called the last war of the world island. This war has to be fought to the bitter end. There will be no compromise possible. It is dangerous to think that with the people in power in the West, there is any compromise of any kind for any duration possible. We are talking here about a rabid dog that just has to be put down. This globalist system that they build up and which they strangle the world in has to go. And it is a question of life or death. Every kind of compromise peace that comes out of this confrontation will be a huge mistake, a mistake for the East. The third advice is to take serious the so-called soft power approach added to the hard power approach of military and economic confrontation. Soft power means to reach out to the hearts and minds of people, the hearts and minds of a young generation in the West, a generation that has grown up under a very sick system, but a generation also that is largely now immune to that sickness. These people, these young people, have experienced this sickness of globalist, nihilist, secularism. We would call it just an evil system, actually. this system they have experienced, and they do not ever wish to be compromised with it. These people should be offered a perspective, friendship, and practical help where possible. The great Eurasianist nations now engaged in a struggle for survival in the East would do good to remember that eventually they need the people of the West in order to finish off their enemy. Only by ground up, grassroots up, reformation in the West, a restoration in the West, will it be possible to make sure that this globalist evil never springs back to life. So, a soft power approach to add to a hard power approach. Because not only the sword, but also an olive branch is necessary to take up this struggle and take it to the lair of the beast, the heartland of the West. Thank you for your time.